Good morning, Wake Up HCC. It is Chris Oviedo here with HOCO Live in the basement of McEwen Hall in Howard Community College. And I'm back in town. I was out. I was in Mexico up until yesterday. I had a little bit of a vacation. It was a very, you know, it's funny. I have Missy Matty here from the Howard County or HCC's Educational Foundation. And Missy, you know, I don't know if you feel the same way, but when you come back from a vacation, it's like you want an extra day. Yes. Just to really recover. Yes. And I have to say, now I was in Mexico City, so I wasn't necessarily in like a super warm, you know, type of weather. It was almost like being back in my country in Quito, where I'm from, where, you know, it was cool in the morning, so we needed a little bit of a sweater. Then it was nice throughout the day, warm, and then in the evening it was cool again. But I do have to say, I was not ready for getting up this morning, as we were just talking about, covered in some snow and ice and dusting, and my family didn't warn me. So I was not ready for that, but I am happy to be home. It's great to be back home, and it's great to be here in studio. And talking about, you know, the month of December, I think brings a certain spirit with it to everybody. And it really brings forth the idea of helping out, of getting involved. And that's exactly what Missy here does for HCC, really. I mean, you guys are really always looking for ways to help our students and to get the community involved in doing that. So I don't want to give it all away. I actually would rather you talk about, you know, what you guys do at the Educational Foundation here. So welcome and thank you for joining me in the studio. And just let us know, you know, in this month of December, I believe in the power of education. I believe that through education, we can change the world.
Yes, we can.
So why don't you tell us, Missy, what ways HCC offers through the Educational Foundation? Tell us a little bit of what the Educational Foundation is and what's available for everybody to help out.
Well, good morning, and thank you for having me back again. I'm always love talking about the foundation and what we do and how we're able to assist the students here at Howard Community College. The foundation is, its official title is the Howard Community College Educational Foundation, Inc. It's a nonprofit corporation. It's a 501c3. So we are an entity of the college. We are, those of us that work in the office are college employees. So what's nice about anybody that gives a gift to the foundation, it is 100% goes to that designation. We don't take any administrative fees. We don't have to pay salaries or rent. So, you know, that's a huge benefit.
That's a great distinction to make, too, because it's a big worry for a lot of people. And it's, you know, it's understandable that there are many organizations out there that to be able to survive, you got to take some of that money in order to pay for your own bills.
Yes.
But that's a big concern for a lot of people. People are concerned that, well, what percentage is going to that and what percentage is actually helping out
Correct.
The people that I want to help. So if you had that concern, you know, I mean, here with the Howard County Community College Educational Foundation, you can scratch that off the list completely.
Yeah, it is. I mean, we're lucky that we're able to say that, and then we have the support of the college behind us. So, you know, it makes our jobs a lot easier when we can talk to prospects and donors with regard to that. But we are here. We are all about helping students. We raise money. We don't have to raise money to build buildings here on campus. Luckily, Howard County and the state of Maryland combined 50-50 to capture those capital dollars to do that. But we do provide naming opportunities in those buildings, which is one way of giving back to the college. But the nice thing about that, the buildings, the construction, the equipment covered, costs are covered. So a donor can designate that money to go to anything they want to help a student with. It can be a scholarship, can be a program fund. So we call it a twofer.
Okay.
You know, you get your name outside of a room or you know, depending on where you what you name or, you know, in a hallway or whatever. And the money goes 100% to students and to whatever the donor wants to choose to support.
That's beautiful. And let's talk about a little bit more about, you know, you're saying that they basically somebody who donates money to the college, they have the opportunity of choosing where that money goes, right?
They do,
and what to do. any specific opportunities that maybe you guys have even created, I would think, you know, in the past through those donations or opportunities that are already set that you guys know really are needs of our students and you guys suggest maybe, you know, to the people who donate. If you can tell us some of those opportunities, sure. That'd be wonderful.
Absolutely. You know, when people think of Howard County and giving, they don't think that there is a needy population. Mm-hmm. And we all know that there is. And we have students here right now. One of our hottest opportunities for giving is food insecurity. You know, we've got the food pantry started. We've got a garden that we, you know, in the better weather, we have a voucher program for students who are not able to eat while they're here. We have a lot of opportunities for people to assist with that. We do food drives for the food pantry, but we do have a partnership with the Maryland Food Bank. We just had a donor give a large gift to help us hire a part-time coordinator to work with the garden, to work with the food pantry, to keep the out, you know, maybe to increase the number of hours that it's open, to reach out to groups that we in the foundation office have been working with to do food drives so that there's constantly food, you know, canned goods, food coming in that students could use. We've got a refrigerator now so that we can take produce and other healthy options that people need. But one of the things we're a little excited about right now, and we've got funding from Bank of America also gave us a grant, is what we call our Grow Green Skills. And that will be creating videos and probably using the Howard Pride students and some of our students in these videos of learning how to cook a meal, what ingredients you need, and then having those ingredients available in the food pantry so that the students can actually make a meal. And we'll do several of those, and the recipes will be available so that students can also do that. One of the donors actually is funding Instant Pots so that students can cook hot meals too, and that would be something that the student would walk away with. So there's a lot of things going on, I think.
Yeah, it sounds like there's, I mean, you know, you're talking about just food right now, right? I mean, you know, and you're at a college, and the first thing that comes, I think, to everybody's mind is how to pay for college, right? That's the first thing that comes to mind as the one and only way, maybe, that you think about helping people in a college is, well, to help people afford college, right? But you just opened up our eyes and to say that that's not the only thing. And you mentioned when you started answering that question is that we have this perception that Howard County, which, you know, in many different magazines and publications, is well known nationally, really, as one of the best counties in the U.S. and one of the most affluent counties in the U.S. I mean, Ellicott City, you know, was named, I think, number one city in the states to live in. And so we have a perception that, well, if you live in Howard County, you must have a certain level, you know, income level in order to be able to afford it, right? And you're opening our eyes and letting us know that that's not necessarily true. So how do you guys, what's the reality, I guess, is the question that I want to ask that you guys see, right, with our students here at Howard Community College that inspired the Educational Foundation to be what it is today?
Okay. Well, the Educational Foundation actually was created back in 1978. As a means to help. But back then it was much broader. It was just another source of revenue for the college outside of the state and the government. The county government and the state government, they fund the college through tax dollars. But the foundation realizes that there is a need for scholarships. I mean, students, even though Howard Community College is very inexpensive to come to, there are still people here in Howard County that can't even afford that. And scholarships are still probably our number one fundraising initiative and still necessary. But there's close to 49% of the students here at Howard Community College are receiving some type of financial aid. And that could be scholarships.
Almost half.
Yes. Scholarships through the foundation. It could be scholarships they receive from an outside organization, maybe a Rotary Club or their church, and or student loans. You know, and our student loan rate is going down because financial aid works very hard with trying to work with students and counsel them to try to find other ways to pay for their college rather than having to take out a loan and carry any debt forward.
Right.
So the foundation, you know, we're lucky that we have such a strong community and such an incredible college that people in the community, individuals and businesses, want to support what we do here.
And, you know, it's as a student, I was a student myself, and I, you know, I when I first started, I didn't know about financial aid because I'm not from this country. So that was something that I had to learn as I went through. But that was something that I had in the back of my mind because by the time I was a non-traditional student, I guess is what we are called in my group, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
You know, so I did not come to college as soon as I graduated from high school or anything like that. I already had kids. I was full-time working somewhere else. So college was a priority, but at the same time, on my list of priorities, I can't say that was number one. But it was really important for me to be able to do that. However, with that understanding that I already had kids, I had just purchased a home as well. So I already had a mountain of debt on my shoulders. And what I was doing is I was taking one class at a time, you know, just so that I could pay for it myself so that I would not increase my debt because it's really, really important. I think, I don't know if you can talk a little bit about this, but from what I hear from everybody who's gone through college, that's almost like a number one complaint for everybody of, you know, that you go to college, you get in all this debt, all these loans, and then when you come out of college, it's really difficult to pay them back.
Yes.
So for somebody like myself who is going into college with already all of this, right, it can really deter you, you know, when you're looking at, okay, well, am I going to have enough money to feed my family and afford a house? Or do I separate some of the money to pay for college?
Right.
It becomes a real, you know, day-to-day decision on do I want to eat or do I want to study?
Yes.
Right? And then afterwards, that stays with you for a little bit until you're able to find a good job that will help you pay back those debts.
Right.
And so how does that, you know, and I know you said that you guys are working really hard to kind of like inspire students to really find alternative ways. So maybe you guys offer some of those alternative ways.
Absolutely,
that people can.
Absolutely, we do. Yes, we give back to the college, you know, at least $1.5 million. The foundation gives back to the college every year, at least $1.5 million, sometimes more, sometimes less. A lot of it depends on,
that's
you know,
big number.
The money that you've raised. So financial aid has been very good about turning that money around and spending it and giving it back to students. Now, the majority of those funds are attached to a scholarship where the donor has added a specific criteria. A number of them have no criteria other than financial aid or financial need. Some of our nursing scholarships are kind of interesting because they might say have a sense of humor or have a caring personality. So the health sciences area has their own scholarship committee because obviously financial aid can't figure that out. But there are opportunities, not just here at Howard, but everywhere. You know, and we work with a lot of outside organizations to even provide funding for students who are planning to come here, you know, organizations in the community, or if they're planning to transfer to that four-year institution. And what's nice about students coming here for the first 2 years is that we are so much less expensive than a four-year, and you can save so much money. And even if you have to carry a little debt,
right,
it's a whole lot less than the debt you'll carry. But you hear about all these stories about people leaving with this incredible debt, going to a you know, whether it's a four-year college or whatever college they're going to, they're coming out with this debt. And the schedule for paying it off is almost their lifetime.
Yep.
And maybe it was for a major that maybe they're not going to make that kind of money when they get out to make it worthwhile taking on that debt, you know, or, you know, what they can't find a job in the field. So they're actually working at McDonald's or Best Buy or somewhere until they can get in. It's competitive out there. But, you know, everybody, I always tell people, oh, you should always apply. I mean, and the financial aid office is great about providing counselors to help you navigate. You know, everybody's scared of the FAFSA, the federal application. And believe me, I filled it out with my son.
It sounds intimidating.
It is.
It's hard to say.
It is what I would call government speak. You know, it's not not very clearly worded. But they offer workshops, and they're always willing to help, which I think takes a big burden, you know, but it's getting the word out and making sure people understand. And actually, the last 2 years, they've started putting signs out to tell students that money is available. So we've seen an uptick in the number of applications, which is great, which is exactly what we want.
And I'm glad that you're bringing that up, because not only is it complicated as it is, you know, just to kind of like go through the process and this and the other, but then I know that at least it was for me a little difficult to actually raise my hand and say, I need help to pay for school, you know, because there's a stigma, right? There's a stigma that comes with that, that society has put into that. And I think we're doing a really good job of changing that and saying, you know what, it's actually really okay to raise your hand and ask for help. But we're still breaking that, right? And it's so I'm with you in that. I encourage everybody to just go sit down and just go to talk to somebody and find out what's available, because I know that it made a huge difference. Once I was ready and I decided, you know what, I really want to accelerate my career. I can't continue to take one class every semester, because by the time my kids graduate, I'll be graduating right next with them, right?
That's okay.
Right. But I was like, that's not the path that I want to take. Right. I want to accelerate this. I want to really just finish school so that I can really then dive into my career. And that's when, but I had to be ready, and I had to just really mentally just say, it's okay. It's okay. Go talk to them, see what opportunities are out there. And I was really surprised. I was very surprised, pleasantly surprised, I have to say, you know, of all the help and the really great attitude. I mean, because I went in there thinking, I'm probably going to be looked down and none of that. Absolutely none of that happened.
Right, or you're not going to fit anything. Yep. There's not going to be anything available for you. So why am I? I think a lot of people talk themselves out of it.
Yeah.
In that, oh, I'm not going to be eligible.
I was definitely in that group.
Right. And there are also scholarships that are not financial need based, so that you don't have to complete that form. We have a lot of funds set aside for international students. Mm-hmm. You know, whether they're DACA's, Dreamers, illegally, you know, whatever you want to, term that those students. We have scholarships that are specific so that we can help every student here. Mm. You know, and I get that some people don't want to self-identify,
right,
for whatever reason.
A lot of fear that comes with that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Or the stigma of, I don't want people to know I'm getting help.
Right.
But gosh, why would you want to take on, I mean, the stress alone, I think. And I think that we want people to complete. We want them to get their degree. We want them to transfer on if that's what they want to do, or to go out into the workforce. We want people to be able to live the life they would like to live. You know, and maybe you've got a family like you did. Yeah. I did the same thing. I went to college. I finished my bachelor's and got my master's. Actually, in 1 year, I graduated. When I graduated with my master's, my son graduated from HCC and my daughter graduated from high school.
Wow.
So, you know, it was a big year.
But, you know, that's what's beautiful about working here at a college, at least for me, is that when I find people like myself who, because it's going back to college after you already have, you don't fit the norm, right? And you become this non-traditional student. Right. that's a difficult transition as well, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but Howard actually has, the majority of our students are, I think the average age is 27.
But we don't realize that. When we are outside and you're looking at it, you have this idea that college is only for kids who just graduated from high school, right? And a good number of your classmates are going to be kids who just graduated from high school. And I was in many cases the oldest one in my my class. But it's really, and that brings a different flavor also to the experience of college. And it's just a wonderful experience. And I encourage everybody not to, you know, for whatever reason you're going, you're battling in your brains, because I know that I had those internal battles like, well, I've probably too late for me to go back to college. How am I going to afford college? Mm-hmm. And all of these questions, right, that we have. And then at least when I first started, I still had a student visa at the time. So it was like, and then it's going to be so much more expensive. And so I had all of these barriers coming right at me, right? As you were saying, many times there's the fear, there's the stigma, in so many different levels that I was encountering as I was looking at finishing my education. But I finally decided to just go ahead and go for it.
Good.
And what I realized is that there's a lot more people out there really wanting to help you, that you're going to find your those obstacles are just in your mind, really, and that you're making them up. As you were saying earlier, Missy, we are talking ourselves out of it by looking at our challenges. When we come and talk to the right people at Howard Community College, you really find out that they already have thought about those barriers. They already have thought about you're not the only one in that situation, and they've already put a plan and set a plan to help you overcome those challenges and really make sure that you succeed with your career. Yeah.
I would always suggest that anybody that's interested in going to school for the first time, no matter what your age is, or coming back to school if you want to just take classes for your own personal, learning is lifelong and should be lifelong.
Nice, yep.
And we here at Howard Community College want to provide those opportunities no matter what your age. I mean, scholarships are not limited to a specific age. Mm-hmm. We do have some scholarships that might say it must be a high school student within, must have graduated within so many years, but those are few.
Right.
But there's so many opportunities here, and it can change you as an individual. But it can also, depending on what your career path is, change your family.
Yeah.
I mean, when you look at some of the CareerLink students that we have in the program for single parents, a lot of them are in the allied health and health sciences careers. They're struggling for those three years they're in that program.
Yeah.
They're probably trying to work, receiving scholarships, hopefully, and raise a family and study in a program that is extremely difficult. But when they come out on the other side with their, able to sit for the RN exam,
they're a different person.
Right. And those careers, they go out making decent money.
Right.
I was actually amazed that when they were talking about some of the dental hygienists sometimes can make $80,000 when they come in. And I was like, I didn't realize that. That can be such a boon to a family, too.
Absolutely.
But what's nice about scholarships is that maybe you can help that student cut back on the hours or not have to work at all and devote their time just to studying and finishing their degree.
And we could go into a whole other hour, just talking about the different programs and different things that you guys are actually doing with the money that you guys have. But if you're a student, if you're somebody who's thinking about going back to school, or if you're, maybe struggling with paying for college and you did not know that there are opportunities out there, just again, go and talk to somebody here at HEC, find the right people, stop by the Educational Foundation. They might not be able to tell you what they have available for you, but they'll guide you and they'll tell you, go talk to this person. They are the ones who will be able to help you find the right options to help you pay for college. But today the conversation was really, to talk to those maybe who have already been through college, and it's the time of year where a lot of people think about helping and giving back to the community and just really, just supporting an organization. And that's what I wanted to use this program for, to invite everybody to really think about supporting and helping out Howard Community College's Educational Foundation. Because I started saying this in this program, Missy agreed with me, that education can really change the world. And I see it. I've watched so many documentaries and so many stories of people that I personally know as well, where it's the power of education that really changed their lives. When they didn't have a good education, you just don't understand how many things work. I mean, it's really it's almost like difficult to describe at the same time, but it's really powerful to see when it happens. As you were just saying, the difference that it makes for our families, for the CareerLink students right here at HEC, having gone through that process and then coming out stronger as a person. And then not only that, but financially, maybe, through a great career.
Yes.
So, Missy, why don't you tell us some of those opportunities available? If you are listening and watching on Facebook and you're looking for where to help, where can I help? What can I do to make a better community, really? Tell us some of those opportunities that HEC offers. What are ways that people can get involved? And maybe before the year, maybe after the year, ways that people can help.
Yeah, well, thank you. That's a perfect segue into, what we're looking for. But there are so many ways, and, the staff at the foundation office, we're happy to talk to donors We have a little bit of everything for everybody. Mm-hmm. And the nice thing is, you know, if education is a passion, or if you believe that education can change, you know, it's a positive experience, mm-hmm. By any means. It's not just what you gain, but what you bring.
Right.
You know, as you mentioned, as a non-traditional student,
yes.
You bring a different perspective, which young students need to hear also. Mm-hmm. But there are, you know, like I said, we work with donors, and we want to make sure that it's a what we call a win-win situation. You know, the win for the college is student scholarships. The win for the donor is we want to support something that you have a passion for, that you feel strongly about. You know, I met with a donor once that was a veteran, and I thought for sure that's where they were going to go. And they said, no, they wanted to support single parent that are in the nursing program. Mm. So you can't really just tag somebody and say, well, I bet you that's what they're going to support.
Right.
You never know what's going to come out. But, you know, like I said, Howard County, it's such a supportive place to be. But like I said, we're happy to work with donors of any kind. We have and if somebody comes in, I've had donors come in and say, where are your greatest areas of need? Well, I have a very long list because it's, you know, the food insecurity, the Children's Learning Center would like to upgrade the technology in there for their you know, for the children that are in there. We need book money. You know, in addition to tuition and fees, mm-hmm. There are the Children's Learning Center needs funds for the children to be able to stay in there. The student who's an HCC student might have scholarship funds, but they can't afford to pay for their child to stay in the CLC. And we know that the statistics show that if the retention rate of a student who has their child in the Children's Learning Center is much higher, and the chances. But we have programs that support Embassiones, Howard Pride, you know, all the learning communities that we do. We have a Student Helping Hands Fund that exists, and that fund is very specific to students who are what we call a daily living emergency, mm-hmm. in that they're about to be evicted. They're about to have their electricity shut off. They can't afford to buy a new battery for their car, so therefore they can't get to class. They've blown a tire and they don't have savings to. I mean, there's so many. Unfortunately, there are so many opportunities to help students here, but Howard Community College does so much for its students that like I said, there's pretty much. There's something for everybody, mm-hmm. here as a student, but there's also something for everybody here if you're interested in being a donor.
There's not a set way, mm-hmm. it sounds like. There's not like, okay, if you want to give, this is what you do, this is where it goes, done deal. It's really, and I love what you said, a win-win opportunity. It's an opportunity for you to really come and through education give. I mean, it really gives him so many ways, because you were talking about technology, you were talking about, you know, mm-hmm. Affording daycare, you were talking about veterans. So it's really through the power of education connected with that passion that somebody might have. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're just opening so many doors, you know, to help people in so many different ways.
We are happy to work with someone who's interested, you know, because what, like I said, once again, we don't have the administrative fee, but also like some of the, and I'm using this as a conversation I had with a donor who was trying to give money to a larger organization in the community, another educational institution. They had a limit. They had $25,000. And they wanted to give it to a dental school, but the dental school said they could not choose the criteria. It was just going to go in a general pot. Mm. But they really wanted to be able to say what kind of a student they wanted to choose. So they ended up coming here, and we were able to give them exactly what they wanted, and they were extremely excited about that. So
as a donor, you have control. You really know where your money is going, because guess what? You decide where it's going.
Right.
So that's a beautiful opportunity. Missy, we're running out of time, but, you know, for people who are listening and want to help and get involved, where is the best place to get in touch with you, to get in touch with the Educational Foundation? How can they start that process, and how can they really start helping out?
Yeah, absolutely. We do have a website if you want to go onto the college's website, which is howardcc.edu. And if you typed in /foundation, it would take you. Also on the homepage, you'll see up at the top, it says donors and friends. You're welcome to click on that, and that'll show you all the different things. We also do events for fundraising. Mm-hmm. It's not just a solicitation of individuals and businesses. But we have the email address if you want to email to find it. It's easy. It's foundation@howardcc.edu. And our phone number, it's easy for us to remember because right. It's the year the college started, 443-518-5000. 1970. So we kind of picked that number on purpose.
Yeah.
Actually, the college's 50th anniversary is coming up in 2020. So we've got a lot of things going on with that. But yeah, so, you know, we're happy to have a conversation with anybody. You know, love inviting people on campus, especially if they've never been here, so they can see what it's like. And you know, it's such an amazing campus, and what we are so lucky with what we have here.
Absolutely.
We really are.
It's a beautiful campus, and yes, I invite everybody to come and visit. Just to wrap up our conversation, is there anything else that you want to make sure that people know before we close our conversation today?
Yeah. Every dollar helps. Doesn't matter the amount. You know, sure, we would love a $1 million donor, absolutely, but we have scholarships as small as $100, you know, some from former students who just want to give something back.
Right.
So it's about helping someone, and $100 can certainly buy a book.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that's exactly what I was going to say. I know I got a couple of, you know, when I was a student, I got a couple of those $200, $300, and it might sound little to you, but it made a huge difference for me not to have to pay for those books or not to have to pay for the fee for to use the laboratory for this one class or things like that. I mean, it really, at the end of the day, just added up and made a huge difference. And it made my career as a student a much better experience. So
excellent. And that's what we want to do.
Yeah. Thank you, Missy. Thank you for so much for coming and joining me this morning. Everybody, encourage you again, just, you know, as Missy said, go to howardcc.edu. Find that link there for donors at the first page, and make a difference. Make a difference. It's not only this time of year. This is a great time to do it. I know for many organizations mostly, but if, you know, if you've already made your donations for the year, just put it on the list for next year. There's always opportunities. Education is an ongoing, never-ending thing, as Missy said, and we should always be learning. So just look for opportunities, get involved, have a wonderful Wednesday, and we will be back tomorrow.
Connect with us. We are Dragon Digital Radio.